Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
We're going to find out about the Rotary Shine Awards now for 2017. The Shine Awards are about recognising people with a disability who are employed and also the employers that support them.
Now, to tell us more about the Rotary Shine Awards from Rotary, Alan Lean joins us. How you doing, Al?
Oh, good morning, Potty. How are you?
Yes, we're good, mate. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. That time of the year again.
It is that time of the year.
Time for our yearly chat, where we have a chat about the Rotary Shine Awards, which both Leighton and myself think is just terrific initiative. Terrific initiative.
Firstly, how long has the Shine Awards been going?
Okay, this will be the seventh year of the Shine Awards, created by the Rotary Club of Wagga Wagga, and we're sort of celebrating its development. It's been growing steadily every year with more and more people recognising the importance of the nominees. Of course, we're recognising people with a disability who are in employment, any sort of employment. We don't have any particular demands about what sort of employment. If they're prepared to have a go, then we want to recognise them for that input. And also the employers, of course. And there's two categories of employers. There's the small business employer, where it's a very personal commitment. And also the corporate people who've got slightly more staff to be able to handle some of the requirements. But it's just become a very important event on the Wagga function calendar, and it'll be held on the 28th of November, it's a Tuesday night, in the Wagga City Council Chambers. The Wagga City Council is a major sponsor of the event as well, so it's a fantastic night to recognise everybody who is nominated. So the key to our discussion this morning really is to make sure that people nominate people that they're aware of. And the disabilities cover a huge range. I mean, it's physical is obvious, but and sometimes some of the mental disabilities might be obvious as well. But we're covering areas like the range of autism, there's bipolar, there's depression, there's the post-traumatic areas as well. Mm-hmm. So any disability that making it difficult for someone to perform but is performing and committing to or contributing to the workforce, we want to recognise those efforts.
We want to recognise the individuals, the those that are suffering from any form of disability, but also, as you say, the employers, the small businesses and the corporate employers for taking on these workers.
Yes, they do, and they invariably offer incredible support. But what the employers tell me so regularly is how much they get out of it and how much morale boost they get amongst their staff and the support people as well. And also to support somebody that might be having a fairly severe depression problem or something and is prepared to commit still to the workforce, and the employer's backing it needs to be recognised as well.
We're chatting to Alan Lean about the Rotary Shine Awards. Now, the nomination process, Alan, how do we go about nominating individuals or businesses?
There is a website, and it's the Wagga Rotary website, just Wagga Rotary. We'll find it in Google. However, the website is currently being updated, so it's just a shade difficult. But there is information there. It's just but one of the best ways is to contact me personally at alan.lean, that's one L, A-L-A-N, lean44@gmail.com. And I'll make sure that absolutely every piece of information they require gets out to them.
Okay, so that's alan.lean44@gmail.com.
All right. So nominations close when, Al?
Just a week or so before the function.
So we've got plenty of time. We've got plenty of time.
We're talking about the middle of November, so around the 15th, 16th of November, something like that. But yeah, and if you don't mind, I'd really like to remind people a little bit closer to the event that need to get their nominations in as well, because it's become a very, very important function. We invariably fill the Wagga City Council Chambers with people that are involved for the function night, and we want to make sure we don't miss people. That's the important thing.
Have you noticed over the 7 years of the Rotary Shine Award more businesses, whether they be small or indeed the corporate businesses, taking on more people with disabilities? Have you noticed?
I believe so. But there are, of course, a lot of support services out there to help the employers and to back them. But I think people have become quite conscious of this scenario and are really offering their employment opportunities to people, yes.
All right, mate. Thank you for joining us this morning, and certainly we'll talk to you a little closer to the event. But we just plant the seed this morning, get people thinking about it, and if you do know of a business or an individual that you'd like to nominate, please nominate them for the Rotary Shine Awards for 2017. Alan, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, guys. Look forward to catching up.
Great to catch up with Alan about the Rotary Shine Awards. Leighton and I support the awards each and every year. It's just a terrific initiative. Please, if you know a business or you know an individual who's worthy of a nomination, nominate away. As Alan said, the website's down for a bit of repair work at the minute.
For the Wagga Rotary website. But you can email him at alan.lean, so that's A-L-A-N, dot L-E-A-N, alanlean44@gmail.com. You can email him in the first instance, but I'm pretty sure that the Wagga Rotary website will be up before too long.
Yeah, and what we'll do is we'll share our chat with Alan on our catch-up on our webpage. So if you go to triplem.com.au, click on the Potsy and Leighton show icon, that'll take you into our page, and you'll see the catch-up there. Just click on that, and you can hear the interview again, and all the info will be there.
It is just an amazing event that they put on, the Rotary Shine Awards, recognising the people with disabilities that are employed and the employers that offer them a job. And it's exclusive to Wagga.
Yeah.
No one else does this. This is sensational.
Terrific initiative. So please nominate an individual or a business that you think is worthy of a nom in the Rotary Shine Awards.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.